您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Well, the first relationship that a young person enters into increases his satisfaction with life, but changes his personality only slightly, according to a recent study. 德国研究人员近日发现，一段稳定的初恋关系可以增加人们对生活的满意度，也有可能使人更加的外向。So people talk about first love all the time, but usually the discussions are about, you know, sentimental personal stories rather than serious research. So let's talk about this research. Do you think it has a point?
This research is done by a German university, and it compares the changes in personality and life satisfaction of 312 young adults who established their first relationships or remained single in the course of 4 years. So here, I don't think already I have objection to this study. So it's only comparing people who've had their first stable relationship with single people.I don't think that's really the point here. It should be comparing those who have been in a few relationships or something.
I think it's proving the obvious that, okay, people who are in a stable relationship tend to be more satisfied.
That I can't fully agree either, but it seems to be the finding of this part. And I just don't think that it's all that useful to compare single people with, you know, those who have had their first relationship.It should be about, you know, after a few relationships. I mean, I'd be more interested to find out what happened to those people.
Yeah.
Are they finding it okay?
There are some other questions that this raises. For example, is it the relationship that made these people more content and more social?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they more social to begin with? And that's how they got into the steady relationship. I mean, that's a thing that wasn't addressed here by the findings. And who is in the single group as well?Are they people who haven't dated at all?
Yeah, that's the people who have, who are new to this.
Or are they in and out of more short-term relationships?
That's not being compared here, and we want to know.
Yes.
Exactly. So we're being exposed to a very incomplete study, I suppose. But let's just talk about, you know, first love itself, because, you know, people like to talk about it a lot. Do you think that a stable first love relationship has the tendency, really, to make people more either optimistic or more open later?
Well, it's going to, I think, boost their confidence at that moment while it's happening. I think there'd be a tremendous confidence booster.
Mm.
Similarly, for those who are spurned in love, in their teenage years or whenever it might be, you know, when they're dating or something like that, or when they're in their early 20s, for those that are rejected, the opposite might happen as well. You know, it might make them feel less confident about themselves. So I think that it would be a very positive thing to happen to give them confidence and a sense of security and a sense that somebody else values them.Which they wouldn't have if they didn't enter into that first relationship.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I think when it's your, you know, first time going into a relationship, it becomes a very unforgettable experience no matter what. And if it's a bad one, it's going to have maybe bad kind of long-term effect on you. Or you might change your view on the...other party or, you know, those kind of things. I think it is possible. But I think just looking at my own experience, people are going to find it very disappointing, actually, because I think it's the stable family household that you grow up in that would give you the most sense of security and not feeling needy.To have to be in a relationship, to have to be with someone.
Yes, but
whatever.
There comes a time, though, when you have to sort of strike out on your own into unknown territory, surely.
You have a point on the one hand, He Yang. You know, people who are in a stable, very stable family, they don't feel that they need to, like, depend on another partner or something for happiness. But that doesn't mean that partner having a good first love experience is not important.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Otherwise, it is not wrong. So, I mean, what I'm curious about, because you're saying that you're citing your own experience, what I'm curious to know is, in your case, do you think that your optimism As one of our listeners, Wei Yinghui, actually, this question is from her, that since you're so open and optimistic, what about your own, you know, first love experience? Do you think that helped?
I still feel it's open parents that set the tone for me. And, yeah. What about you, Mark?
You're staring at me. I think it's, you know, I feel as though I'm in some sort of, watching some sort of therapy session between you and Xiaohua and our
advisors
online.
Would you like to contribute as well?
Unfortunately, I would love to, but we've run out of time.